trade and be friends with each other.
Hoped we would trade and be friendly with one another.
But I think it's such a mess, he'd have to tie it up and fix it. But I think with a little sane thought, people give here and take there, I think you can straighten it out. I don't think it's impossible. I wouldn't give Marsh Hay out here for the whole European continent as loud as it gets here. Yeah, I don't think you would either. As loud as it, I wouldn't give this country for any part of Europe.
No.
But
it means a lot when I've traveled overseas, when you come back to this country, you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel good just when you step back.
Yes, absolutely. There's no difference in the world. I guess you got all kinds of people here who makes it turn.
But when you go through customs there at the airport, it takes about 3 hours, and they look into every little pocket that you have, and that's sort of aggravating. But after that, you're glad to be home.
Well, I don't understand it, but I guess they're coming out all right.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you some questions about farming, and the way farming used to be. First of all, can you tell me what kind of buildings that a farm used to have? What all kind of buildings were on farm?
Well, it's kind of like an outhouse, only it's larger, the same material. The walls, adobe shacks, and log houses, the cabins they started out with. Then they began with siding, and better roofs. They didn't have roofing like you got today, and thatch roofing with mud or straw together. It still leaked, but it was cooler in the summer and colder in the winter. And they had to clear their land by hand with axes or mules. They didn't have any modern equipment. Everything was manual. They did it by hand. Then it began to improve, and then came the cotton pickers. They had to have more help. For years they had a family, just they raised food and made their own clothes, spin wheels, and spin the cotton, make socks and underwear and so forth. They didn't have much, just rough
by clothes. Themselves.
By themselves, see. Of course they had to improve as they went along, and communication, transportation was awful slow. It taken you 4 hours or 6 hours to come from Lone Oak to Little Rock. You'd have silver nights, so you couldn't make it in a day's time.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Yeah.
And then they had wagon yards in those days, and they had garages and a motel. Likewise, you put your mule and team up for 75 cents a night, what the prevailing rate was, and that was that. And then they'd go back home, and they had to come to court and be on the jury or something. Well, they got 25 or 50 cents for that for a day, and
for sitting on the jury.
For sitting on the jury, what they get?
It's $30, $25,
$30
now. Sir? I said it's $20,
$30 now. Yeah. Well, there wasn't much money in circuit. It was mostly barter then. You traded a sack of potatoes for a pair of socks or whatever it was in the stores. And in those days, as I said before, they had traveling merchants, in wagons and buggies with socks and ties. This thing completed, began to improve from New York. And the most of the Jewish settlement come from New York, immigrants.
They were from that far away.
Yeah. Because they didn't happen to manufacture a thing in the South at all. See, after the war, they set back the South 100 years. They sent them back that money. But before the Civil War, it was still rough.
Wasn't it kind of strange to have people from New York? I mean, weren't they that much different?